This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now with Ipswich Girls lacrosse coach Allison Tivnan, a familiar name here, of course, to anybody who checks in on MSO. Coach, welcome back, and yet another great season in the making here. How are you today?
Thanks so much, Rick. I'm doing really good. We had a great Elite Eight win today, so feeling some good momentum and, you know, really excited to continue our season.
All right, I want to back it up a little bit here, if we could, please. Maybe just a general comment on the season, because we do get your press releases, and thank you for that, after every single game when you highlight the kids, win or lose. But you haven't lost very much. So I guess the thing is, Phil Stacey was mentioning that you have two one-goal losses, and maybe without dwelling on it, tell me about those games.
Yeah, so we got two losses on the season, both by one goal, as you mentioned, and, you know, just super unfortunate to not be able to come up top on those losses, but I think it will help us in the stretch, you know, kind of like how it did today, you know, coming up with that one-goal win, and you just have to learn from it. You know, we're used to, you know, coming up top on those close games the last few years, so we just learned from it and have been working really hard since those losses and, you know, want to keep it rolling as much as we can.
Last time we talked, you know, you mentioned the tradition and culture of Ipswich, where you have young players at all levels looking up to the girls in varsity. Tell me about the makeup of this year's team, because every season a team seems to take on a certain personality that you might be able to put a label on. So tell me in general about these kids.
Yeah, these kids this year just work really hard. We have a great group. We have a great group of seniors and upperclassmen. You know, our seniors and juniors have been here before, and they want it. You know, they work really hard. We develop that culture of wanting to be one of the best teams in the area and keeping that, you know, reputation and, you know, continuing to work every day and, you know, just want to, you know, have Ipswich lacrosse be well-known and well-represented, and that's our goal every day. We want to go out there and play as hard as we can and do the best that we can every time we step on the field.
All right, before we get into talking about some kids in particular and also the tournament, maybe a highlight for you, Allison, according to, you know, the way that things have gone. It's been a very successful season. You guys have had a lot of big wins. But what challenges have you overcome? Has your team overcome?
We've had quite a few injuries this year. That's been really hard on our team. And, you know, a lot of kids battling through injuries and able to kind of push through. And then some kids that have had to miss some games. Which I'm sure most teams do. But, you know, I'd say that's been a big thing for us to overcome for sure. And just, you know, those two losses back-to-back, that's been something that hasn't really happened to us. So really trying to, you know, work through. That was a tough week, a big chunk of our schedule, you know, when we had those two losses. But being able to turn it around and, you know, come up with a W against Hamilton Wenham, I'd say that was a huge turning point for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge, 15-14 comeback win. So that was a huge momentum shift for us, for sure.
All right. You've had two lopsided wins in the tournament here going into the Pentucket game. You know, Cohasset is still out there. But Pentucket, a rival in the league, a terrific record and a terrific team. You got to tell me about this game today.
It was quite a battle. It was awesome. Really great energy, both sides. And we knew it was going to be. You know, Pentucket is a great team. Like you said, they have some great players, a lot of great players. And we just knew it was going to be a battle. You know, we got them at the beginning of the season, and that's, you know, week one, so it's week two, actually. But, you know, it's hard to not see them after a while, and we knew that they were going to come in with a lot of fire, and, you know, we matched that fire, and it was just an awesome, awesome game. But, yeah, definitely tough, as you mentioned, too, to have two, you know, kind of easier games to start us off and then get right into this one today. But it's going to prepare us. You know, we have Norwell next, so that's going to be a really tough game. So we're focused on them and what we can do to beat them on Tuesday, I believe it is.
Okay, heroes today?
Oh, so many heroes. You know, like, we play team lacrosse. You know, I tell you that every time
mm-hmm.
that we speak. It's just lacrosse all the way from, you know, Emma in goal. She made some huge saves today. She got her 200th career save in 2 years, which is awesome. All the way from our defense, huge stops. They only allowed one goal in the second half, so that pretty much tells it all right there. But I mean, our hero, she got our hard hat today. We do a hard hat for the girl who just, you know, without her, we wouldn't have won the game. And that went to Lucy Winthrop today, you know, senior captain. She's on the draw circle. She scored four goals. She was just unbelievable. Her leadership just on and off the field all season has been huge for us. And she really wanted it today, and it was so, so exciting for her to have such a great game.
You know, there's a phrase that people use, or sports writers, I guess, use in covering tournaments, and it's that when you get into, you know, the playoffs, you shorten the bench. Is that the case in Ipswich, or do you have a pretty good amount of depth?
It's tough. We do have some depth, but it gets really tough in these, you know, close games. And we got a couple subs in there here and then, but it's hard. And it's a lot that, you know, at the end of every game, I'm like, maybe could have subbed there. But, you know, we definitely try to use our bench, and we use, you know, quite a few girls today, but it's tough come tournament time for sure.
Yeah, but I think that as you go along, especially with the culture at Ipswich, kids know. The kids who don't get into a game, let's say, who might ordinarily during the regular season, they understand what's at stake, and they understand where their place is, and that they're contributing during the season, and their turn will come. Is that usually how it works?
For sure. I would definitely agree with that. And the bench is amazing. The energy on the bench and how hard these girls work and how hard they support their teammates, you know, if they're on the field or off the field. That's what we're about. So, you know, no heads hanging, everyone cheering for everyone, and it's huge, and that's what pushes us through in these tight games as well, just the team camaraderie and everyone kind of knowing your role. And your role may change each game, change each year, and that's why we're so successful.
Hey, give me a summary of team dinners this year during the season. How'd that work out?
Yeah, it was good. We actually just had an awesome one on – it was actually Thursday because just how it worked out. We had, like, a team pool party, and it was awesome. Like, pretty much all the girls were there. You know, and it's a weekday, so it's hard. And they it's a really close team, and they're just happy to get together and happy to continue the season, and it's awesome.
All right, two more quick questions, Coach. Tell me about your captains. I need first and last names because I am totally ignorant on so many levels. And then we'll talk about the rest of the tournament.
Yeah, so Lucy Winthrop, Avery Brown, and Faith Howenstein are our three captains, all seniors. All have been here before in the last 3 years when we've had really great seasons. Lucy was the only freshman who made the varsity as a freshman. But they've just been outstanding, you know, really want it. And, you know, I think that's what really pushed us through today, knowing that it was the seniors' last home game, you know, because we're going to neutral sites on Tuesday. So they've just been outstanding at keeping our team focused and keeping it fun and loose and energized. And I can't say enough good things about those three. They're awesome. And honestly, all of our seniors, we have so many leaders in this senior class. So we want to just keep it going for them.
I'm always amazed at how lacrosse players, both on both sides, men and women, play in every kind of weather. They're the toughest kids. What was it like today?
Yeah, it didn't really rain, to be honest. We got out right before the rain because it was a 10 a.m. start, so that was kind of nice. But you can ask my players about that one. We've been out in the rain a lot this spring, so we were ready for the rain today because we prepared for it. So it's been a unkind weather definitely for the lacrosse players this year, but we're used to playing anything.
So. All right, and we have to give a shout-out to the parents who sit there in the freezing March, April, May weather on in the stands freezing watching their girls do it. So that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So next now, tell me about your next opponent. You mentioned Norwell. They're right behind you guys in the rankings. So tell me about what you expect.
Yeah, so they're seeded 3. They're a South Shore team, and they're very strong, so we're going to have to give them our best. I'm sure they're going to give us their best, and we'll see what happens. It's going to be a battle. It's always a battle, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Always great talking to you, Allison, and thank you so much for sending out the blurbs every time at every game. Again, win, lose, or draw, and hopefully we can talk next week.
Great. Thanks so much, Rick. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Allison Timlin, who is the Ipswich girls lacrosse coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.